the ideas of the Bible are 98% the same ideas of Scientology, 98% the same ideas of Hinduism and Buddhism.
Impassioned and serious, Will comes to the defense of his close friend Tom Cruise, whom some have criticized for his passionate stand on Scientology.
And it seems like it makes you angry that people have attacked him because of what he believes.
When I sit and I talk with Tom Cruise, he is one of the greatest spirits that I've ever met. Someone who is committed to making the world better. If people knew, I get it. If you understand something, you have people who are attacking and want to fight and don't know nothing. How you gonna not know nothing about Scientology and attack somebody? It's dangerous and it's ignorant. How can I condemn someone for what they believe? And I believe that God was born from a pregnant virgin.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Stand By Your Band, the podcast where comedians come on to defend music that they love that other people seem to make fun of. Mm-hmm. I am Tom Takar. I am, of course, joined by the Prince of Snarkness, Little Willie style, Tommy McNamara. How you doing, buddy?
A.K.A. the Pregnant Virgin. I'm doing well. When he first started defending Tom, I thought it was about you.
Yeah, I actually introduced Will Smith to Scientology, so go with that. I don't know what Scientology is still. I'm very out of the loop on it. That's the and what's that guy's name?
L. Ron Hubbard.
I almost said N. Ron Hubbard.
would be the worst comedy character ever.
we are of course joined today by our dear friend Stephen Castillo. What up, now?
What's up, doggies?
thanks for coming on to the show, buddy.
Yeah, great to be here.
The energy is electric.
Man, how are you doing today?
I'm good. I did this thing where somebody like stabbed my face 1,000 times, mm-hmm. so I don't have acne scars anymore. Nice. So it's but yeah, so I look. How do I look?
You look good.
Like,
you look fine.
Do you know that's what OJ was trying to do to Nicole Brown?
I was trying to think of. He's trying to get rid of her acne.
Yeah.
So. You pitched us some things to talk about today, and our favorite was Will Smith. So yeah. we're here to talk about Will Smith today, and there's so much to cover. Let's just get into it.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I was super into Will Smith as a kid, so this was right up my alley.
Oh, great.
I didn't realize how corny he was until like later on, because
totally.
I got into Tupac, and then I was like, oh, this is stupid that I like both of these things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I remember being a kid, and I got into an argument with my stepdad once about, I was listening to Will Smith, and he goes, this guy's never going to go anywhere. He's like already famous when his music career like really took off. But he was like, where is this guy going to be in 15 years? Yeah. He's like now one of the biggest movie stars of all time.
When somebody was talking about Will Smith to me, that was the first time as a kid I ever heard the word cheesy.
Yeah. Ooh.
And I never understood, what is that? What do you mean cheesy? Is that... That's bad?
Yeah.
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 So it took me a while. Yeah. I thought it was the coolest guy.
I think like a lot of the things that he said that I thought was cool when I was a kid, because I didn't like smoking, so I thought the fact that he didn't light the cigar, I was like, that is my guy.
Yeah.
So what do you think of Bill Clinton, who smoked but didn't inhale?
See, I think that's cool, too.
Nice.
That's what he did with he like put that cigar in Monica Lewinsky's.
Lewinsky's.
A little vagina.
Yeah.
And, but he did not.
But
inhale.
He didn't light it. It's just for the look. Yeah. It just bit it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty gross.
I love that. That's my favorite thing so far. Monica Lewinsky's little vagina. That's my improv team's name.
I did not light that cigar. Yeah, I thought that was cool. Yeah. I thought that Miami was cool. I remember as a kid, I would sing along and I would try to do the girl's voice, like, I'm Poppy.
Yeah.
Oh, it's not cool for a guy to sing this.
Yeah, yeah. And I didn't even think that was sexual.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was like, oh, that sounds like my mom.
Damn it, I wish we had a soundbite of that to like just play everyone. I mean, we'll listen to it later. Oh wait, it's not on your list. Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
That was a shock, by the way.
Pretty crazy you didn't put that on the list. But to be fair, Will Smith did not write that song. Nas
Ghost wrote it.
Nas Ghost wrote it. Yeah. Spooky. I hate when ghosts are writing songs that are hot beats, you know?
Yeah.
But it makes sense. They see things that differently in the afterlife.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I thought it was cool, though. Yeah. I used to write raps when I was a kid based on Will Smith raps.
Yeah,
and I
would,
you know how like rappers will reference other rappers as like their friends? Kanye does it with Jay-Z all the time.
Yeah.
I would do that with Will Smith. I just predicted that someday we'd be friends. So I'd be like, me and my ace, Will Smith.
Oh, my God.
I started using ace a lot.
Wow.
Why ace?
I don't know. I thought it'd be cool.
You know what? I'm 27 years old.
Yeah.
And I'm writing a film where Will Smith comes at the end and sings the theme song to the movie.
Oh,
that's so
funny.
Shit. So I feel like I haven't grown out of that.
I love that.
Yeah.
It would have been so great if you were just like, I'm 27 years old and I'm writing a film. You know that? Anyway, moving on.
Speaking of things that are cool. I didn't know that Nas stuff until today.
I didn't either. I had heard it at some point and just completely forgotten about it. It's one of those things my brain wouldn't let me remember.
It's crazy.
Because it's so weird. It's like Sia writing for like all the people she wrote for, where you're like, oh, this person's way cooler than the person that sings
the
song.
Who did Sia write for?
Did she write for like Britney Spears or somebody? I can't remember.
Right.
I feel like an idiot because I should know this, but it's like a lot of pop stars now.
Yeah,
she's written for a lot of big people. God damn it, I feel
it'd be
stupid
crazy if
it,
like Nas didn't hide it at all. Like Will Smith's album was just called Will-matic.
Man, Will-matic is great. I wish Will Smith would just release that as
hell
if,
yeah.
if that ever happened for Nas.
Hey. There was my first album that I ever CD I ever purchased. No, my second. My first one was the soundtrack to Mortal Kombat, and I would just punch as fast as I could and just
get
play
over
the theme song.
Hell yeah!
But the second one was Big Willie Style.
That was my first CD, and I already had it on tape. That was the first time I bought a CD, and it was like I bought both versions of it. It was so good.
Yeah. It's,
and then my
amazing.
Me and my brother got into a big fight because I also had Will-N-E-Am. My brother stole Will-N-E-Am from me. And it was one of those things where all of a sudden it was just in his room.
Yeah.
And I was like, obviously you stole this. I know you don't have money. Like, you're a kid. Like, it was a big fight we had.
This is so crazy because I didn't think I liked Will Smith as a kid. But then I just remembered the first CD I ever got. I got two CDs from my grandma that I asked for.
Yeah.
And they were Britney Spears, her first album, and the Wild Wild West soundtrack.
Wow.
One of them was just like a disgusting album. Like old dirty bastard. Yeah.
But then I remember like my friends were over and they started making fun of me and I was so embarrassed. I was like, I didn't want the Britney Spears, just the Wild Wild West. That was like the cool thing to get.
Yeah, that's so funny.
I was a kid, I bought Michael Jackson's Greatest Hits and my dad walked in on me and then
jerking off
it. Yeah, I was jerking off like so hard. My defense mechanism, because I thought he was going to say anything, he was like, I just wrote it so I can make fun of it. Make fun of the songs.
Nice.
I also had the Wild Wild West CD.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
I don't remember what else was on it.
Oh, I remember.
How do you stretch that to 12x?
I remember this. Bailamos, and the rhythm take you over.
Bailamos. I had that too. Holy shit.
Forever. Yeah.
That's a great song.
What a great soundtrack.
Enrique Iglesias.
Oh, he was great.
Yeah.
He is great.
That was his first like American hit.
I get that stuck in my head all the time, and I don't know what he's saying for a lot of it.
Yeah.
Bailamos is We Dance?
I think that's right.
Yeah.
Man, he's so sexy.
Dude, that came out, 1998?
I think that's right.
And that guy
that
still looks like hot.
He still looks the same age.
Yeah, yeah.
It's crazy. He's timeless.
Something about him and Ricky Martin, those guys like don't age.
Yeah.
Ricky Martin, who's in The Assassination of Gianni Versace.
Oh, yeah. What a creepy show. I only watched like one episode. It was too creepy for me. Mm. I don't like that sick shit like Tommy does.
Oh, my God.
He watches it and it inspires him for his sick misdeeds.
It is weird the way I watch it where I'll have all the lights off and I just hold a candle under my chin while I watch. People think it's weird.
Well, I remember remember I was at one of your guys' shows, and I'm still obsessed with how Tommy says Versace. The assassination of Jenny Versace.
I don't know why I said it.
Now I say now that's the only way I say it.
That sounds so good. Versace. That sounds like a that sounds delicious.
It does, doesn't it?
Want some fettuccine Versace?
I thought I like my main things with thinking about Will Smith is making fun of it. You know what I mean? Like my friend and I have like a running thing where we always bring up the line. It's from the song Freakin' It.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's this rap line that's supposed to where he's supposed to sound tough where he goes, yeah, I read in rap pages they refer to me as soft.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, more like Microsoft.
That's because he has a micro penis.
Yeah. But it's like Microsoft isn't like
my
cool.
My interpretation is like, yeah, you guys think I'm hard? Well, I'm a techie.
That's like, it's funny because he also has that CD-ROM line.
Yeah.
101 Dalmatians on the DV-ROM, CD-ROM, CD, CD-ROM. Yeah. Yeah, it's not great.
My favorite lyrics of Will Smith songs is like Men in Black, Nod Your Head, and Wild Wild West. Most of the lyrics are just plot points to those movies.
Oh, yeah.
Like he's describing the whole movie in the song. And like as a kid, it's like, I get that.
Oh, I loved that. Yeah, that was great.
It's
it
weird
fits
that,
so well.
It's weird that he did that for like every movie. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, have you heard the one he did for Pursuit of Happiness?
Oh, no, I haven't heard that
It is insane. It's like, I can't believe they put it out. It's
really?
So
we
got to
hear that.
Yeah.
So let me pull that up. 1 second.
Yeah, you got to find that. You still have the cord over there, right?
Yeah. Haha. Let me tell you a story. My name's Chris G, a San Francisco man in poverty. I'm a nice salesman, I have good manners, trying to sell bone density scanners. It's not an easy life carrying these things around. Let's just say they weigh more than 7 pounds. Me and a guy named Jay, we split a cab ride. He thought I could pay, but I had to run and hide. Times are tough, IRS taxation. Me and my son sleeping at the damn train station. Back at my place, cops took me to jail. Yeah, that's an epic fail. I'm down on my luck, but what do you know? Got an internship, so I'm ready to go. Things are tough, learning how to be a broker. I'm so serious, unlike the Joker. Now it's my last day, and I'm filled in sorrow. But wait, what's that? They offered me a job, and I start tomorrow? So that's the tale. Rex the Rich is pretty cute. I hope that you're happy with my pursuit. Pursuit of happiness. Pursuit of happiness. And, oh, that's it.
Wow,
that was pretty good.
That was great.
Yeah,
I mean, it feels like it doesn't really fit the vibe of the show.
That's why it's weird. Yeah,
I love how it was the instrumental of Wild Wild West.
It is odd,
but
yeah.
It was in the cadence of the Fresh Prince of Bel Air.
But there was like a southernness to it. That was nice. I loved it.
He's
pursuit
weird.
Of happiness.
Yeah. That was Stevie Wonder, right? Yeah.
This is his last recording.
Oh, yeah, because he died, right? Yeah. Breaking news.
Wait, did he die?
No, he's still alive.
I know.
Yeah. Versace.
Versace.
Well, that's funny that you bring that up because there's one of my favorite songs that I didn't make my cut of in my top five, but
right.
I still like a lot, was the song that he wrote for the movie Concussion.
I never heard that one.
You never
one
heard
Concussion?
That?
Yeah.
Oh, you should hear it. It's right here.
When you play football, you bust your head. You might get brain damage, then you're dead. CTE is bad, like losing a tooth. Come on, NFL, tell the truth.
Okay.
Oh, that one was much shorter than the other one.
Yeah. It's like he made it for Vine. It was like around that time.
Ooh, that's a good idea. Vinyl. That's like music.
Vinyl. That's the new album.
Vinyl.
Yeah.
He is right. CTE is bad.
Yeah. Right.
CTE is bad.
Yeah.
This is so great. I made a video at some point where I, not that you guys made those things that just happened. I'm not breaking any fourth walls here. But I made a video where it was every, because at the end of Wild Wild West, the video just starts. I'm pretty sure in theaters when you went to see it, at the very end, the music video just starts up.
Yeah.
And so I did that with a bunch of his other movies. I think I did it with Pursuit. I did it with Pursuit of Happiness, and you just hear the song start playing. And then I also did it with fuck, what was that zombie movie he had? I Am Legend.
I Am Legend. That's it, yeah.
And where he killed, I don't want to spoil it for anybody, but he kills it. He like sacrifices himself at the very end.
Yeah.
It's a pretty good movie.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I never saw it.
It's pretty good.
I fucking hated it.
You hated it?
Tell us why.
I hated the ending.
Yeah, it's pretty. They have alternate endings where he lives, yeah. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, and those like, zombies were all like really bad CGI.
Yeah, they didn't look good.
They
That's
didn't look
true.
Good at all.
You know what I liked about that movie?
Yeah.
When he works out.
Yeah.
That's the only part I remember. He does these weird pull ups, so I was like, God damn, he's in shape.
Yeah, yeah.
Good movie.
Would you, what's your favorite Will Smith movie, Steve?
I got us. Can you pull them up? Because I,
yeah,
I actually don't
it
have.
Because
it's easier for me to have a favorite song.
Let's just name some. We could play that Doug Benson game where you just name as many movies as
name
you can
as many
and run out.
Okay.
There's Wild Wild West.
Oh. Men in Black.
Pursuit of Happiness.
Men in Black 2.
Men in Black 3.
Damn it.
Bright.
Hitch.
Legend of Vagger Vance.
Concussion.
iRobot.
You know, it's iRobot. That's
what's that?
Well, I think that's my favorite, but let me try to
okay,
keep.
I thought you were correct.
Let me try to keep going. Oh, Anchorman 2.
He's in that.
He's it. He has
oh
a,
wow!
He has a cameo.
Did someone say Hitch?
I said Hitch.
Nah, I'm out.
Fuck.
You guys keep going.
Too. Shit. 7 pounds. Did
somebody
already said that.
Fuck. Yeah, yeah.
I mentioned that, and I mean he mentioned that.
Oh, Ali's a good one.
Ali.
Damn it. Oh, Bad Boys.
Bad Boys 2.
Is there a Bad Boys 3?
Not yet.
Not yet, but it's on the way.
Oh,
Shark Tales.
Let's see.
Or a Shark Tale, I think.
Yeah, Shark Tale, yeah. God damn it.
Is this legal?
Oh, there's a big one that you guys are missing.
After Earth.
That's a Scientology one. Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
But there's a huge blockbuster summer movie
that
you were
missing. I know what it is, yeah.
Shit, you do?
Yeah.
I can, oh man, I'm looking at them now. I was about to say, I can name a bunch, and I'm literally looking at the IMDb.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
Damn it. We're missing a big blockbuster?
There's two big ones you're missing.
How the hell is that possible?
Man, welcome
that's
to
driving
Earth.
Me crazy. Oh, Independence Day.
Yep.
Damn it.
Yeah. And then... Shit, let me try to see if I can think of one more. Here, give me a timer.
Can I give a hint?
Yeah.
Okay, remember what he did at the end of I Am Legend?
Oh, I just remembered another one.
Oh.
What if there was some kind of team?
Oh!
I know it.
Collateral? Not collateral.
I mean, that is.
That is
Jamie Foxx.
No, that's
you
Jamie Foxx.
Racist.
You racist. It's Suicide Squad.
That's the one.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I...
There's also Hancock.
Yeah. Oh, no. But now Hancock, yeah.
Written by Vince Gilligan.
Oh, shit. Is that true?
Yeah, really?
Wow. What a weird
The original title for that movie was Tonight He Comes.
No.
No, seriously.
That's insane.
Yeah.
That movie has one of the stupidest lines that made me laugh after the credits where I think it's Mike Epps. Goes, oh, no, it's hand job. It kills me.
Good job,
anyway,
Vince
that
Gilligan.
Was enough of stealing Doug Benson's podcast.
No, I think, no, Bad Boys 2 is the best.
Yeah. I think Bad Boys 1 might be my favorite of those.
Wow.
Did anyone say Collateral Beauty?
I didn't
that's
know
what
about that.
It's supposed to be really bad.
Yeah.
I did not remember that. Damn it. I feel like I'm forgetting.
He also turned down Django Unchained.
What an idiot.
He turned down Django because he didn't think Django was the main character of Django Unchained.
Oh, my God.
What?
Yeah. He was like, it wasn't a big enough part for him.
The main guy?
That's what he
said. That's really funny.
Yeah.
Wow. I also turned it down.
Yeah.
I thought it was fucked up that they asked me to do it. and they auditioned Tommy to play what's the director's name?
Quentin Tarantino,
because of all the N words he got to say.
Well, we both love feet and
yeah.
Anyways, yeah, I think I might go Bad Boys on that one. Maybe Independence Day
for your favorite.
Fun. Yeah, I do love Hitch.
Bad Boys 2, I had like. Some like really good slow motion action sequences.
Yeah,
with a bullet.
There was some car chase scenes in that one that are really fun. Yeah, I love that.
I
one
also
too.
Think there's like, I mean, it probably doesn't. It was funny when I was 13.
Uh huh.
But when him and Martin Lawrence are talking to like his daughter's date,
dude,
and they
the
talk about.
Is-
They want to fuck him.
Wait, that what? Is, I don't remember that.
Did you guys realize? So there's a big viral thing about
Jay
this,
Feely.
Yes, Jay Feely, former kicker. Was that it? For some NFL team. I can't remember who now. But he has a prom picture with his daughter, and he's holding a gun in the picture.
Yeah, yeah.
And the prom date is like standing there like, ooh.
Yeah.
And everybody's mad about it because they're like, this isn't funny. It's about gun safety. I'll be honest. I kind of thought it was funny. But it's a reference to Bad Boys 2. It's a reference to that scene with the prom picture.
Yeah.
So it's like he's actually just trying to like copy that.
Really?
Wait,
that's
funny.
What he said?
Yeah.
The big,
oh, wow.
The big joke of Bad Boys 2.
He even
Boys
tagged
too.
It with it, the hashtag is Bad Boys.
Oh, wow.
The big joke of that scene is, I think, like, Will Smith is like, you want to make love to a man or something like that? Like, he's like trying to threaten this little 17-year-old
kid. Things don't hold up comedically sometimes.
Yeah, I know. Dude, I can't wait for Deadpool 2. Anyway.
That's a lot of people think that Will Smith is a closeted gay man.
That is true.
That's the big
because of Scientology thing?
And it's weird because I want to like him, so I hope not. No, I hope he is a gay man. No, I like Jada Pinkett Smith too much. I don't want her to have to live a life of, like, where she's a beard.
Yeah.
Like, you know, that would be too bad.
Yeah.
I think they're great, you know. Oh, yeah, I think that I don't know if that's true or not. But, yeah, he's definitely on the list or whatever.
Yeah.
The Scientology thing definitely is a big reason why people think, because it's like Travolta, Tom Cruise. Everyone says that about all of them.
They're also gay, yeah.
Yeah. What do you think? Would that have an effect on your opinion of Will Smith, Stephen?
Wow, way to put me on the spot.
Were you a big Fresh Prince guy? Was that?
No, you know,
I don't think I ever watched
really?
It.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh man!
I watched it a little bit when I was like living in Mexico. I watched like the Spanish dub version, but it never really like, I never like, you know, for me like
and that one for some reason Carlton is the cool guy.
Yeah,
doesn't translate.
they all like have the same voice. Like there's always one Mexican actor.
They're like, hola tío Carl, muchas gracias por estar aquí en mi casa. Yo soy el Fresh Prince.
Señor Jesse Jeff.
Yeah, yeah. Oye, señor Jesse Jeff, entra aquí.
Yeah.
I love that.
But, you know, I think Wild Wild West was like a huge deal for me. Like, because the song was, I think the song is like a top 10. It's a top 10 song for me.
Yeah.
Like, in your life, like of all time.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
what?
Wow.
No question. No question.
What?
I think it's the one of the best rap songs ever made.
Getting jiggy with it?
No.
Wild West. Should we listen to it now while we're talking about it?
Let's go ahead and listen to it. You hand that cord over there.
Yeah.
That is so insane. I love that you...
top 10. Wow.
Yeah, I'm standing by it.
Is that the only goofy-ass song in your top 10? Or is it all goofy?
There's probably...
Yeah, let's hear some other songs for your top 10.
Weird Al's like Bohemian Polka.
Okay.
Is up there.
All right.
I'm trying to think of... Macho Man by
Is that the Village
People?
Oh my God.
That's great. Actually, Will Smith should do like a rap version of Macho Man.
That would be great.
Yeah.
it's just funny picturing you walking around like New York. Just in your headphones, and it looks like you're like pondering things,
and you're hearing, hey.
So funny. All right, this is Wild Wild West. None of this. Gunning this, brother running this. Buffalo soldier. Look, it's like I told you. Any damsel that's in distress, be out of that dress when she meet Jim West. Hell yeah. So go check the lullaby. Watch your step, reflect, and get a hold on your side. Swallow your pride. Don't let your lip react. You don't want to see my hand where my hip be at. With Artemis from the start of this. Running the game, James West, taming the West. So remember the name. Now who you gonna call? Not the GB. Now who you gonna call? J-W-G. If you ever rip with people, one of us break out before you get for the longest time. We were just like, Where's it, not the GBs? Uh-huh.
When I was a kid, I would always say, not the BGs.
Oh, I just realized he means the Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
Right?
That's
not
what
the
it
GBs.
Is.
Oh, who you gonna call?
I never
call?
Caught
yeah,
that
me
until
either.
Just
it's like
now.
It's like when people say, they don't want to say goddamn, they say GD.
That is so
GB
funny.
GB for Ghostbusters.
What a weird thing to say.
Totally weird.
He says a lot of strange
not
things.
Not the GBs.
I know that Wild Wild West was based off a TV show, the movie
yes.
was, but it doesn't excuse the fact that the character's name is Jim West.
Yeah. That is so funny. Desperado. I remember. I don't know that I've ever been so excited for a film to come into theaters.
Same. No, no,
Wild
same.
Wild West. They had toys at Burger King. Yeah.
And they sold the glasses.
Yeah. I had
and
those.
That was one of the most frustrating days of my life because they only had the Kevin Kline glasses.
Dude, I know.
Yeah. They That's always so sold funny. Out of the Will Smith ones.
I fucking know. I yeah. did that. It was that movie and yeah. Toy Soldiers. Is that
Small Soldiers.
Small Soldiers.
I love Small
they had,
Soldiers.
They had Burger King toys for that, too, and I remember being so psyched about that.
Yeah.
And the movie was just kind of... Actually, I loved the movie when I first saw
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
that,
yeah.
That movie had a sick video game, too, for PS1.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was awesome. Wow. But yeah, that movie, I was so excited for it, and it... I gotta tell you, that movie sucks. The robot spider thing. No.
Oh, Wild Wild West.
Wild Wild West. I think
well,
that
you know
movie
the story
does not hold up.
That.
Like, it was like they kept pouring money into it, right?
Well,
it just wasn't.
The producer, wanting to make Wild Wild West, he approached Kevin Smith to make a Superman movie.
Uh-huh.
You know that
Is this
story,
the
right?
Nicolas Cage Superman?
Yeah, the Nicolas, yeah. And he was like, in order to make the Superman movie, the villain has to be a giant spider. And Kevin Smith is like, I don't know. That's I can't. So then they made Wild Wild West, and the villain is a giant spider.
Mechanical spider. Yeah.
I hated that spider so much.
So and they just have an extra spider. That they're like, we gotta put this in something.
Well, we built it. God damn it. Yeah. The music video is better than the feature film.
I agree with that. It's
the music
so
video
weird.
Is amazing. It's like up there with like. Michael Jackson's like Bad,
yeah,
and like those like full length ones because there's a plot separate from the movie. The
oh,
villain's
really?
In it. Oh,
it's
yeah,
so cool.
He beats the villain in the music video. Yeah. It's a shorter version of the movie, and then all of a sudden, all the henchmen come out, and Jim West is dressed in all black.
Yeah,
and then all of a sudden, he throws his hat, and it boomerangs back. And then the hat turns white. And then all of a sudden,
it's
Jim
so
West
cool.
wears an entire white suit. And they're all wearing white. And then they all start doing a synchronized dance.
It's so sick.
Yeah, it's sick.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
I do remember loving that video. It is better than the movie, for sure. The movie is not good. What do you guys think it got on Rotten Tomatoes?
Oh, I think it's like at 30%.
I'm going to look it up. Tommy,
you
got to
guess here? I'll guess 19%, but while we're talking about it, Will Smith turned down the lead part in The Matrix to star in Wild Wild West. And he later said it was the worst decision of his career.
Man. That is so brutal. And then Jada Pinkett was in The Matrix. I didn't even
she
think
was
about that.
In
she
the
was
Matrix
in the third one, I think.
Yeah,
right?
Niobe.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
And the video game.
The video game, Enter the Matrix is great. Yeah. The other one sucks. Or no. The one where you're Neo is great.
Path of Neo
is sick. Great. The other one I didn't love.
Yeah.
So I'm going to guess 15 for...
So I said 19, you said 15.
I said 30.
Okay.
Let's see here. Oh, my. Oh, that's Wild Wild Country. Okay. I was like, this guy
it's
a way 100%. Better rating. It is at 100%.
Will Smith takes on the Rajneesh cult.
Oh, shit. Tomato meter, 17%.
So we're tied.
We're split. Damn. Split.
I mean, technically
right
you win.
Rules,
yeah.
So I win.
What a weird combo, like. Kevin Kline and Will Smith.
It's bizarre.
And is that Selma Hayek?
It's Selma Hayek.
Too?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Peak Selma Hayek. I mean, I'm sure. She was. Wow.
So once a woman turns 30, she's done.
Here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Once she hit
peak of
35,
her like celebrity,
it was over.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is my favorite IMDb trivia I've seen. The characters of Spike Guy and Knife Guy were added to the movie and inserted to the climax after test audiences found the heroes fighting only Lovelace's beauties to be very odd. It'd be sick to play Knife Guy.
Oh, hell
Kenneth
yeah.
Branagh was the villain, I believe.
Man.
Yeah.
Dude, oh, man. I remember, it's funny, like, looking back now, I'm reading, I just, like, have all this stuff pulled up about him, and, like, I remember thinking, like, he's so cool because he doesn't talk dirty or anything. I found a song today that he said that thing about, like, I don't have to, like, Eminem famously has the line about him, like, Will Smith doesn't have to cuss in his rhymes. Well, I do, so fuck him and fuck you,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
Which, hey, him? Why fuck me?
Why fuck me?
Hey, buddy, I'm on your side here. All right. Yeah, so I found this song. I want to look it up. That is so
it's
bad.
It's the Road Rage one?
Yeah, it is. It's about. It's called You Saw My Blinker, and it's from the DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince.
Oh, so this is
the
old one.
Yeah, so which I liked the old shit.
Yeah.
Summertime is my favorite Will Smith song
Summertime's
by
great.
Mile.
I don't think I'd ever really
it's
heard
not
it until
even
today.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm shocked by that. I love that song so much.
Yeah.
But let's hear You Saw My Blinker, because I've never heard him like cuss like this before, and it's very mean. This is the only time I've ever heard Will Smith be mean.
And when did this come out?
This is, I believe, from like 80.
Oh, so it's an early thing.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to skip up.
He didn't like come out of retirement
oh, shit,
to say this.
No.
Crash, I got mad as hell. Cruising down the highway, fast, not slow. 90 miles an hour in my 5.0. People waving at me because they know who I am. Alpine stereo blasting the jam. Put the top down, said my girlfriend. Then my damn hat blew off in the wind. I got kind of mad because it's the hat I just bought. I should have put her out, it was all her fault. Day was
cold.
A girl was looking good on a strap. She smacked my hand when I put it on her knee. I said, hit me again and I'll break your wrist.
Whoa! It's like so weird. This is from 91. I was like,
thanks for the night. I was hoping I could find a shortcut. I was tired. Plus, I had a rash on my butt. There was this lady and a pinto coupe. About 90 years old, I could tell by the droop. Driving off fast, borderline insane. Glass so thick, couldn't stand her lane. I swerved left and I swerved right. But she was still tailgating me too damn tight. To the left lane, I tried to switch. Then you saw my blinker, Steve.
Oh, it's edited. God damn it.
What he says,
bitch. He actually says it, though, in the other way. Damn it. He says really mean shit about this lady. He's calling her an old bag.
Wow.
Like, I still take up. Most objection to fast, not slow. As yeah.
When he says butt, I don't like that.
My butt. Yeah, you guys made such a stink face.
I hate that. Yeah. It's such a corny line.
Rash on my butt.
This is totally unrelated, but I took a comedy like clown class a few months ago.
Yeah.
And one of the things is like you went up on stage and like he had to like do a commercial.
Uh-huh.
And one of the guys just walked on stage, turned to his back to the audience, and just farted so loud.
Oh my God.
And everybody said, ooh. And it was the hardest I've laughed in 10 years. I couldn't stop laughing. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't usually like toilet humor, but boy, that's right up my alley.
The fact that he did it. And that everybody hated it.
That's
the
really
combination
funny.
Of those two things was so funny.
Yeah, I love that. That is very funny. Oh, man. Let's talk a little bit about getting... So did you get made fun of for liking Will Smith as a kid? Or at any point in your life, I should say?
No, I think I get made fun of now
right.
for liking Will Smith. But as a kid, nobody... I went to Catholic school, so everybody was pretty like... Wonder Bread white like me.
Yeah.
So there wasn't really.
So you believe in that pregnant virgin?
Yeah. All right. What a direction this is going to go. Way to put me on the spot.
Tell us your beliefs.
Yeah. That should be this new new podcast as we just talk about religion
I like
for an
Will
hour.
Smith straight and the Virgin Mary.
I did like Fresh Prince. I thought that it was great, but I think I liked his music more than I liked that show.
Yeah.
But there's man, that's the scene where his I rewatch every once in a while the scene where he's talking to Uncle Phil about his dad not being around.
I've been seeing that so many times.
It makes me cry, man. Yeah. It's so good. If you haven't watched it, look up Fresh Prince.
I think you made me watch that with you once.
What's that?
You made me watch that with you once. I was
look,
like, what?
Man, to I'm going to do it again.
Yeah. Can you reenact it for us right now?
Oh, I actually did do it as a monologue once. Like, I did. I auditioned.
Well, it was when you hosted SNL.
Yeah. Why didn't he want me?
Ladies and gentlemen, it's going to be a great night. We have Kings of Leon are here.
Yeah. DJ Jazzy Jeff is here.
My dad is not here.
Lauren was in the back like, we're dead. Oh, fuck. Oh, God damn it.
Oh, man. Let's while I've got the cord plugged in here, let's listen to it. So Jared Thompson, our dear friend and foe of the podcast, leaves a voicemail every week regarding the artists that we talk about.
Oh, cool.
He
you went to Limestone, right? Didn't you?
Yeah, you did Limestone last year or 2 years ago?
2 years ago.
2 years ago. Yeah. So this is...
Who is it again?
This is Jared Thompson, the owner of the Comedy Attic in beautiful Bloomington, Indiana.
I know Jared.
What's that?
I made Jared lose his shit.
You did?
Please tell us.
Because you know how I do tech and my thing?
Oh, yeah.
I told him at the last minute, and he got so...
I felt so funny.
Mad.
That's hysterical.
That is very funny.
Yeah, so I do remember him.
Knowing Jared, that is a personal hell for him. That is like his number one.
Yeah.
It's so funny. all right, let's listen to a little bit of Jared Thompson. A little ditty from Jared Thompson.
What's up, y'all? This week they went to Jared. The boys are gonna have Steven Castillo on defending Will Smith. I love this because this is really hard. On one hand, obviously you're gonna have people who dislike Will Smith's music. I mean, it's not great, but you're also gonna have people on the other side of the coin, which is very similar to a lot of the topics of this podcast, where, you know, it's for kids and like people loved it when they were little. And so if it comes on, they're going to listen to it. But it actually is the first time where it's like I'm sort of involved, because I had the DJ Jazzy Jeff tapes when I was a kid, and I held on to it probably a little bit longer than you would expect. I mean, I think a lot of people who pay attention to what I say on this podcast would think that I'm like only listening to like the Beatles and Led Zeppelin. And but I certainly longer than expected held on to the Jazzy Jeff songs, you know, like Nightmare on My Street, which I still put on like Halloween mixes. So on one hand, I'm kind of a hypocrite when it comes to this stuff, because I sort of make fun of that in other people where they won't let go of stuff that they liked when they were a kid. I think a lot of it is because very few people are going to defend the stuff from when I was a kid, because none of that stuff is really still relevant. Like the kind of, you know, not as good artists from the 80s are not going to be on this podcast very much. I mean, like my other example for me personally would be New Edition. Like no one's going to ever defend them on this podcast, partially because no one probably even cares about them. So this is really going to be very interesting. I did read a couple of the Facebook comments, and it is really funny. People brought up like how silly it is when he tries to be like tough. Like that has always been really funny to me. But yeah, I mean, parents just don't understand Nightmare on My Street. That stuff, you know, it's fun to listen to. Again, it's for kids. But anyway, I love it. Thank you, guys. Bye.
Love you, dear man.
Jared.
Interesting.
I didn't know voicemails could be that long.
Yeah, that one clocked in at 2:11.
Yeah,
which is another band we had on the podcast.
That's a good cover band. Yeah, we have a lot of Facebook comments. I want to say
that was shocking, by the way, for Jared. I thought Jared would have hated it.
I know. Yeah. I'm shocked that he has.
That was very insightful.
Yeah. The fact that anybody listens to Nightmare on
My Street
is shocking to me. But it does fit for Halloween, I guess.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's not enough Halloween music. We need better. We need some better Halloween music.
Let's do
music.
It now while we're talking about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, all right. Let's listen
get
to
into that.
That.
Nightmare
it is Nightmare on My Street.
And I heard it for the first time yesterday.
You put it on your fucking list.
I know, and that's how good it is. I was like,
this song is so creepy to me, but Tommy has a funny. Skip up.
Remember it right, and we had just gotten back off tour last night. So the gang and I thought that it would be groovy if we summon up the posse and dumb rush the movie. I got Angie, Jeff got Tina, Ready Rock got some girl I've never seen in my life. That was alright though, cause the lady was chill. Then we dipped to the theater, set to Ill. We saw Elm Street, and man, it was death. And everything seemed alright when we left. But when I got home and laid down to sleep, that began the nightmare, but on my street.
Let's skip up again.
I walked back, drew back, back home with a grin on my grill. I figured since this is
a dream. I might as well get ill.
Get to the part where we have house, the big bad fresh prince. But Freddy killed all that noise
real quick. He grabbed me by my neck and said, oh God. Souls of your friends, you and I will claim. You've got the body and I got the brain. I said, yo, oh, Fred, God. I think you got me all wrong. I ain't partners with nobody with nails that long. Look, I'm the guy so the girls won't be on you, Fred, your face is all burned. I pat him on the shoulder, said, thanks for stopping by. Then I opened up the door and said, take care, guy. He got mad, drew back his arm and slashed my shirt. At first, and thought, hold up, that hurt.
Oh my God. All right. That's enough of that.
That's amazing. Great.
Oh,
that's great.
Boy. What a song. There was one line in it that I had a qualm with.
Don't you wish he did like an album of just like a bunch of like different movie killers? Like, yeah, yeah. Escape in Hannibal Lecter's house.
Jason, chase me.
Yeah, yeah.
He says, there's a line that he goes, he's talking about waking up at night. He goes, it was burning in my room like an oven. My bed soaked with sweat, and man, I was bugging. I checked the clock and it stopped at 12:30. It had melted. It was so damn hot and I was thirsty. I went downstairs to grab some juice or a Coke, which I'm like, buddy, it's the middle of the night. You can't be drinking a Coke. You're going to be up all night.
That is the biggest issue to take with the song.
Qualm.
What would make the song perfect is at the end, he just said, and that's how he became the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
So this song does have the same rhythm.
It's the same rhythm. It's the exact same rhythm. It's just a spookier instrumental.
So yeah. When we listened to the song today for the first time, so you had heard it way before us.
Yeah.
I was like, God. Oh, okay, this is like a gimmick soundtrack thing that they had them do, and I looked it up.
Yeah.
And the song was considered for inclusion in the movie A Nightmare on Elm Street 4, The Dream Master, but the producers of the film decided against its inclusion.
Really?
So they tried to get this in the movie, they didn't. And then New Line Cinema sued them because they still put it out. So they literally, as a result, vinyl pressings of the album had a disclaimer sticker that said, this song is not part of the soundtrack and is not authorized, licensed, or affiliated with Nightmare on Elm Street.
Oh my God, they hated it so much.
That's so funny.
And they still put it out.
They still put it out.
No, people must hear this.
Wow.
It's so funny. What a terrible song.
It's so funny. To get sued for making a song about Nightmare on Elm Street is so funny.
I just can't believe it's not... Like it was never considered as one of the worst songs ever made.
Why did you put that? I mean, I'm glad you shared it with us.
But it's great, right? It's like I love it because it exists.
Yeah, it is cool that it exists. It's pretty crazy that it exists because it has no business existing. It's just like that. You saw Bitch, You Saw My Blinker song. It's like, why is this in the world? Like, why does this exist? Let's go to Facebook. We had a lot of comments.
Mm-hmm.
I just remembered another way that I got it. I don't know if you guys saw this. Will Smith had a Behind the Music about him, like about his rise and fall, because he went bankrupt really quickly.
Oh, wow.
I didn't know that.
Because he was getting all this. He was a millionaire by the age of 18. So it's like he had all this fucking money.
Whoa.
And he just blew it on bullshit. He bought all these cars and like nice clothes and shit. He was broke immediately.
Oh, wow.
And so he had to like come back from that. He just like kept rising back up and like getting his money back up. But like he was living very stupidly.
Wow.
Let's see here. Our buddy Matt Anderson says, greatest movie based on a song is Men in Black.
Whoa.
He thinks Men in Black over Wild Wild West.
Well, he's wrong. But it's a great song. Men in Black is another...
Did you put that one on here too?
Yeah, it's on there.
Yeah, it's on there. So I would say Men in Black is like you want to get... Start... You know, it's like... I'm just going to
put it on.
Yeah, please. Yeah,
we'll
just
hear
go and play it.
It's the entry point for Will Smith.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
This is good. I think he's right. I think this is better than Wild Wild West. This beat is good.
I was taking a spin class recently.
Is that right?
Yeah, I was taking
spin a spin boy.
Well, yeah, I try to spin. And
you're like DJ Jazzy Jazz.
But they played this. They were playing like, you know, Christina, you know, like Lady Gaga.
Aguilera?
Yeah. They're playing all the hits, Cardi and B, and then all of a sudden the Men in Black theme song. And I was like about to die on the bike. But when I heard that beat,
yeah.
I was like, second wind came.
Hell yeah.
So quickly.
You ride off, like, you get off the machine and you ride your bike out.
That is one of the five ways.
It's like the ending of Grease. Yeah. Into the sky.
Into the sky, yeah.
Is that how Grease 1 ends?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that was true. Okay.
Oh, yeah. My favorite movie is Grease 1.
We've talked about Grease too much on this goddamn show. Or maybe that's the other show. I love Grease 2. I'm a big fan.
Yeah. Yeah, this is... The instrumental. What we say, that's the way we kick it. Yeah, I mean, a super noisy cricket get wicked on you. We're your first, last, and only line of defense against the worst scum of the universe. So don't fear us, cheer us. If you ever get near us, don't jeer us. We're fearless. Damn.
I don't like, it's funny because I like the voices, I like the women's voices in that song, but the line is stupid.
Yeah.
They won't let you remember. And, it's like, that is not.
It's weird hearing those ladies say, like, galaxy.
Yeah.
These trained, beautiful singers.
Yeah. They never prepared for that.
Yeah.
Say all this nerd shit. They gotta talk about aliens.
They should have had Vincent D'Onofrio's character come in and rap a verse.
Like, yeah, yeah.
Eats more sugar. Oh no, my nose. I got a booger.
Man, that was such a creepy part of that movie. I hated that.
Shocker.
That roach guy or whatever. What a sick fuck. You probably loved that part of the movie, you sick freak, Tommy.
That
I could imagine you turning into a roach.
Jesus, Tom.
What? I'm just saying.
Cut my life into pieces. Another good character. I'm gonna do that.
Yeah. That's good. Good. My life in two pieces.
That Men in Black song is great. It was the first time you saw him do like a synchronized dance in a music video.
Ooh.
It's also the suits are cool.
The suits are cool.
He looks good in a suit.
Yeah.
He should wear a suit all the time.
You know, Tommy Lee Jones' college roommate was.
Was it John Kerry?
Close.
Oh, shit. That is close?
I mean, it was another politician, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Oh, Joe Biden.
Nope.
Fuck.
Jeb Bush? No.
You're on the right track. Roommates. Vice is the right track.
Al Gore?
That's Al Gore.
Al Gore.
Wow.
Right.
Yeah. That's crazy. Yeah. And I don't know if you know this, but he first banged Tipper.
Wow.
That's right.
I don't care.
Let's see here.
Tommy Lee Jones is still alive.
Yeah. He's still kicking.
Him and
Stevie
Wonder.
Let's play a game. Who's alive? Name all the celebrities you know who are alive. My buddy Dwight Simmons says, the man always gives you at least three verses every song, which is true. He always has at least three. It's pretty fun.
Oh, yeah.
Hattie Hayes says, my brother's 15 and knows the words to every single Will Smith song. He brings lyrics out in casual conversation. Man, very underrated, people are saying. Man, this is such a good... Oh, someone, Christian Parrish just wrote, Scientologist. A lot of people are referencing this bitch didn't see his blinker thing.
I've never heard of that.
I've never heard of this until this. Somebody references Boom Shake the Room. I don't need to talk about that.
Do you guys know what that is?
That's another song of it. Like, I mean, we can hear a little bit of it. I don't think we need to necessarily. It's not much different than a lot of his other songs. Did he make Shake Your Tail Feather? No, that's Nelly.
That was Nelly.
But it was for Bad Boys 2, right?
It was for Bad Boys 2.
That's why I got confused.
It's so weird that he wasn't on that, but that was like Nelly, P. Diddy. Yeah, that's a great song.
This is Boom Shake the Room.
When Murphy Lee was on Shake Your Tail Feather.
Let's get just one thing clear. There's only one reason why I came here. You women don't want me to give it to tell you what's up. Whoa, he never does that shit. You women don't want me to give it to tell you what's up. I came here tonight to hear the crowd go. Oh, shit.
This is
way better than the rest of the music. Damn, I love that. Good call. That's a great song. I forgot that I loved that song.
Did Did you guys know that Will Smith is trying to make a comeback in music?
Is he really? I didn't know that.
I watched. It was he was in concert, and it's him trying to do Pitbull.
What?
Wow. He's trying to change his whole thing. Like, all right, girl. He's like doing a Jamaican accent.
That is very odd.
Like, get up on your feet. Yeah. He's like, it's so fucking weird.
Get up on your feet and tell the truth.
Do you think he learned from those Hispanic characters in Bright?
Yeah.
People are saying Bright sucks.
What was the line? There was a line you quoted from Bright earlier.
You got my wand essay?
Oh, God. What is the premise of Bright? Do we know?
He's part of like the magic department of the FBI.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting. That sounds good. Why is it bad? That sucks. Dude, it's bad. Me. I mean, people are shitting on it pretty bad. Our friend Amy Blotnick, former guest on the show, she defended Paris Hilton and Ashley Simpson, I believe.
Yes, the doubleheader.
Oh, wow.
She wrote, I've been thinking about this particular lyric for about 15 years and would love if you discussed it. Sig a cigar right from Cuba, Cuba. I just bite it. It's for the look. I don't light it.
Yeah.
And we talked about that a little bit earlier. I thought that was cool when I was a kid. And now I'm like, I really wish we had bought cigars
when I was a kid,
to have them in our mouth the whole show.
I just thought Will Smith just loves eating cigars. That's so cool.
That is pretty sick. He's like, I buy Cuban cigars because I just chew on them. Man, what a weird thing to do. But no, let's listen to that song a little bit. That's on your list. That's from Getting Jiggy with it, I believe, right? Or is that from Miami? Get jiggy with it. Yeah, that's. I'm pretty sure that's
jiggy with it.
Jiggy with it. Yeah. Let's hear you get jiggy with it. Woo! Woo!
What? On your mark, ready, set, let's go. Dance floor pro, I know, you know. I go psycho when my new joint hit. Just can't sit, gotta get jiggy with it. That's it, now honey, honey, come ride. DKNY, all up in my eyes. You got a Prada bag with a lot of stuff in it. Give it to your friend, let's spin. Everybody looking at me, glancing at the kid. Wishing they was dancing a jig here with this handsome kid. Sick a cigar right from Cuba, Cuba. I just bite it, it's for the look, I don't light it. Little way to AMA on the hand, stay foreplay. Give it up, jiggy, make it feel like foreplay. Yo, my cardio is infinite. Big Willie Styles all in it.
Oh man!
I do want to do that in like a comedy set. Just after every joke, be like, "Ha ha!"
It's funny because on our Patreon episodes, sometimes we'll listen to a man. What's his name? It's not Banks, is it?
Bangs.
That's it.
Yeah.
And Bangs does that a lot.
Clearly an influence.
Everyone's like, he'll say something really weird, and they'll be like, "Ha ha!" I love that. I remember I used to do a thing with this. I forgot about it until he says here with this handsome kid, which I loved as a kid, and I would put on concerts in my room and sing that, which you also did. You have a video of yourself singing Creed into a camera very passionate. I used to do that too, but without the camera. Funny.
Yeah.
But you're lip syncing. I would sing it. I would put on, but I loved that. But I never knew what jiggy meant, and like, and also, when he would say, let's bounce, I thought that meant sex.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I always thought that meant sex. Me and my cousins were like,
I thought jiggy was
now.
The dance move, because the music video has a very specific.
I think it is. So according to this, it says,
teach me how to jiggy.
According to songfacts.com, jiggy is the term meaning to be cool and trendy. It's often associated with a style of dress, and in the context of this song, means dancing effectively and also making a name for yourself. It also became a term for sex. I don't think that's true.
Really?
None of that adds up to me.
I did not get jiggy with that woman.
This is the song.
Love the 90s.
I would have killed on I Love the 90s.
Oh, man, you would have been perfect for that.
God, bring
it
back.
Thinking about, we should start a show where it's like that style of show, but it's for like yesterday. We're like, remember fidget spinners?
Yeah.
It's like, still there.
That was what Best Week Ever kind of was.
Yeah, kind of. But they
they didn't do it ironically enough. Like, yeah, they were just like, yeah, they just recapped it. I want to hear it like it's really nostalgic.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I remember we were so weird back then. let's see. This samples for the beat from He's the Greatest Dancer by Sister Sledge.
Ooh. Ooh, wow.
And let's Ha-ha. See. damn. The lyrics, since I moved up, like George and Wheezy, are a reference to the TV show The Jeffersons. And,
wow.
Yeah, this is that's not a very good fact. That's pretty obvious.
Also, Wild Wild West, the instrumental beat is Stevie Wonder's Superstitious.
Damn. I did not put that together.
Very Superstitious. Yeah.
Ooh, nice.
I just watched that. Do you watch Atlanta?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That fucking, the Teddy Perkins episode, one of the best episodes of TV I've ever seen, starts and ends with Stevie Wonder songs, and they are great. It made me think
I've
about
only
it.
Seen that, the first half of that.
And for some reason, thought he was dead. Even though I was thinking about him today. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Was that Donald Glover playing him?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
In White Face.
Oh, right. Shit.
What are your thoughts on White Face, Stephen?
Jesus. All right. I like my Will Smith straight, Virgin Mary.
And I like my whites white.
I like my whites white.
And my dark's dark. I like Tide.
So yeah, people are going to know that I'm like super conservative.
Yeah. I think this is interesting. According to some sources, this pop rap track was co-written by the New York rapper Nas.
Ooh.
I didn't realize he did more than one. Oh, wow. He is listed on two other Big Willie style tracks, Chasing Forever, and yes, yes, y'all. Chasing Forever used to be my favorite song on this album.
Yeah.
Do you remember Chasing Forever?
No, I
don't. Very romantic.
That sounds like a Lifetime movie title. Like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's a weird
it
rap
does.
Title.
I kind of want to hear just a minute of it.
Yeah,
it's probably the corniest song on the album because it's like a love song, but I am a sappy little bitch, and I thought that it was amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
Damn it. It's so hard to find. Okay. No, not Chasing Fire.
I still like once a week listen to Kanye's Mama song.
Oh, dude, yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
So good. Oh, listen to that piano.
Forever. Sounds like Christmas.
Forever. Hell yeah. Oh, man.
Damn.
Sexy as hell.
Morning, wake up gently with that caress in your hand and the kimono that I bought you on my trip to Japan.
Whoa,
fucking cry.
He travels a lot.
He's such a smooth rapper.
He's so good.
Yeah. I got a question. If the Prada dress and then the Gucci all got ghosts and the freeze on the Lucci, I mean real bad, girl. I'm talking rougher than rough. Do you think it'd be enough if we just had us? Don't answer quick. Think about it, because I'm asking for real.
I wish we could have a video of Tom lip-syncing this song.
So far, we getting along fine. I have not listened to this song in probably 10 years.
Yeah,
I still
yeah.
remember every fucking word.
Wow.
All that other weather. We'll be chasing forever.
Wow.
Oh my God,
that sunshine
great.
Or that other weather.
You want some other weather.
Yeah. So we got some chances of other weather.
Will Smith played the weatherman instead of Nicolas Cage.
Yeah. That's how he announces a hurricane.
We got a Category 5 other weather.
California today, we have sunshine. and we also have some other weather, Sandy, on the way.
Be careful on the roads. Make sure to bitch use your blanket.
Oh, man, that's so good. Shit, we should listen to some more. Man,
just
want to listen.
We haven't gotten to
Will
just
Smith
the two of
now.
Them.
Yeah, let's do that.
No, that is. I used to listen to this on loop. It's so good. No, let's listen to just the two of us now.
That is a very sensitive subject.
Oh man.
Oh, Jaden, what did you turn into?
That's not Jaden.
That's not Jaden.
No,
who is
no,
that?
No. I think that's his first son.
Wait, he is. Who's his other
he
son?
He has another son that's
from
not,
a previous
from a previous marriage.
Oh,
yeah.
That's right.
Which explains
yes.
that lyric
exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
He just starts talking about 9/11.
It's a very sensitive subject.
<9/11.
laughs> So my boy Muhammad Atta.
You guys won't believe this. This other song.
Now, this is a very sensitive subject.
Edward Snowden! It'd be so cool if he was like the villain in Infinity War.
Oh my god, that would be amazing.
It's like American propaganda.
They're just tracing him, dragging him down.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
50 superheroes just kill him to death. Just beat him to
kill
death.
Kill him to death. I love that.
First they
that
kill SEAL Team 6 so they get to do it.
Man, that is so funny. That that'd be a great name for like a parody action film.
Yeah,
killed to death.
From the makers of Monica Lewinsky's Little Vagina.
Hell yeah.
From the twisted minds that brought you.
Man, I remember being like, I want to say like 11 or something like that, and listening to this and being like, I can't wait to have a son.
Dude, I feel that way right now.
I know. I want a kid just so I can listen to this with them.
Let's go adopt some kids.
Yeah. Dude, I've been waiting for you to say that this whole fucking podcast.
Yeah.
Let's get some beers, adopt some kids.
Let's get some beers and get some kids.
Turn this into a Friday night, baby.
Whoa, who did I adopt last night?
Dude, where'd I leave my adopted kid last night?
God, that's so... fucking funny. How much money can I give you guys so I can write that?
Oh, man.
I want that.
Please do it.
50 bucks.
50 bucks?
Well, we get to be the Nas.
Yeah.
Dude, that line, and you can cry, ain't no shame in it. That's how you create a cook.
Oh, my God. Dude.
And you
that's
guys,
why these soy boys exist these days.
You guys remember the Spy Who Shagged Me version?
Oh, of course. I thought I remember like I loved both versions so much.
Yeah.
I loved it. And the only version I didn't like was the original version of this song without Will Smith or Dr. Evil.
I
now I like that song more.
I genuinely didn't know it wasn't a Dr. Evil original. Like I thought it was just a song they wrote for the movie.
Same. Yeah. Well, I
got that confused too. I remember being I guess that Will Smith did another version. That's cool.
Spy Who Shagged Me was my first comedy movie that I ever saw in theaters.
Oh, shit.
Really?
Yeah.
So you saw, and had you not seen the first
movie?
So
what happened is that my dad and I drove to Texas to watch NASCAR.
Oh, my God.
Nice.
Of course.
And we had extra time, so we were like, let's go watch Spy
Who
Shagged
Me. What a fun-ass trip, dude.
Yeah, and it was, honestly, Spy Who Shagged Me was the best part of that weekend. It was like, it changed my life.
Wow. That's one of the first comedies that I remember watching with my mom, and we both fucking loved it. We would talk about Dumb and Dumber a lot, but like, she loved Austin Powers so much. I mean, she still does. I'm talking as if she's like gone or something, but she like that's one thing we would like watch all the time is the international. And it's funny because they're pretty dirty. Like there's like sex scenes in those movies, but they're so funny.
There was a girl at my high school whose name was Austin Powers.
Are you serious?
Because she was born like 10 years before the movie came out.
Yeah.
So her parents just like got fucked over.
That is so funny. Yeah. Man, that's worse than Tom Brady, honestly.
Yeah.
That is
and
so
being a
bad.
Girl too,
sure. Hey, do you want to shag now or shag later? She just like kills the person.
Yeah.
Do you guys have like parents that like are really good like laughers?
My mom's a great laugher.
Yeah.
And my stepdad is a violent piece of shit. if you want to talk about that, we can get
just
into it.
The
my dad,
two of us.
And my dad's dead. But thanks for bringing it up, Steven. I'm glad to hear about your fun time with your dad.
My dad laughed so hard when Fat Bastard came on the scene. He had to leave the movie theater.
No.
I thought he was going to have a heart attack.
That is so funny. Fat Bastard is a great character. My neck looks like a vagina. My neck looks like Monica Lewinsky's little vagina. Great movie. Let's make that the rest of the podcast. Let's think of our favorite Fat Bastard kids. I haven't seen my penis.
Does he work in Subway in the second one or in the third one?
I think that's
he was in
the
both.
Third
I
one
he was
goes
only in one
no.
Movie.
The third one goes
one.
Way up.
In the third
rails.
One, he's a sumo wrestler.
It's so. The third one is the only one that I don't think is funny anymore.
It
was my favorite one when I first saw
it. I'm a huge Austin Powers defender
and a 9/11
and a
9/11 truther, of course,
and
yeah.
the Catholic, but. The opening of Goldmember with the celebrity cameos.
That part is great.
I think that's great.
I love that part, but the rest of the movie.
It was Kevin Spacey as Dr. Evil.
Dude, Danny DeVito as Mini-Me, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fine.
Hey,
I'm
Mini-Me.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really funny.
Tom Cruise was Austin Powers. Gwyneth Paltrow was
What's her name? I can't remember. It was like that they made an Austin Powers movie.
Steven Spielberg directed an Austin Powers movie.
Yeah, and then John Travolta as Goldmember comes is like the one end. Of the dumbest things in the world. I mean, it was. I mean, it's funny at parts, but some of those lines are so fucking stupid.
I don't remember it.
It is my least favorite. Will Ferrell is so funny in every one of those movies, though. God, that's like the first time I was like, oh, he's a, like, obviously he's great in Superstar, and I love
Night
of the Roxbury is probably when I got really into him.
And then I went back and
I was watching him on SNL, but like I bought all three, like all of his volumes of Best of SNL are so incredible.
I wanted to write when Will was on the show, I wanted to write a Night at the Roxbury sketch so bad.
Oh, with the whole, that would be so fun.
It was like during the week of the women's rally.
Yeah.
So just the thought of those guys playing.
That is really so funny, dude. Yeah. At like a march. That is so good.
Yeah.
Fuck. I wish that existed. Yeah. Anyway, that version of just the two of us is really good. Man, it's so funny. But this song is great. I need a kid so I can really appreciate it fully.
Well, the music video is just like a bunch of different like parents with their kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like, I mean, I was reading an article earlier that was like Will. Oh, it said like Will. It was a New York Post article, and it said like Will Smith. If I were Will Smith's kid's parents, I'd be ashamed of myself or something. It's like, fuck you. they do seem like dweebs.
You only have one left, right?
Oh, shit. Is that right? I want to look up.
Of the six? I think so, yeah.
Yeah. So that is Black Suits Coming. And then I feel like we should hear a little bit of Miami, too. But
yeah, we should. I meant to put... I thought Miami and Getting Jiggy With It were so similar.
It is. They
I almost wanted to
similar.
Group those two together. But yeah, we should play that one for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah. So this is Black Suits Coming, a.k.a. Nod Your Head. This is what I did fuck with.
So underrated. I think this song.
I think Nod Your Head is the lamest dance because it's like those of us who suck at dancing were already doing this. You didn't invent Nod Your Head.
No, I gotta defend that because it's a Ooh. Yeah, it's an easy dance move. It's like
that's what I mean.
Something that everybody could do together.
Yeah, but it's just not a good dance move. I think it doesn't get me going.
I was a huge VH1's Top 20 Countdown.
Me too.
Sure.
I watched it
my whole week. Every weekend, my whole childhood,
I hated when this kept being on there.
Well, I think it was only on for like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Because it's like, it started like at number 18, and I was like, this is definitely going to go number one. And then it just, all of a sudden, it just like vanished. Like everybody, and Will Smith's Greatest Hits album, they don't have the original version. They have a remix version.
Which is what I thought was the original version.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
What is the name of this? This is Black Suits Coming. So I too.
And the music video has like as much production value as his other music videos, but it's like, it seems like to be like people's most like least favorite Will Smith song. But I think it's super catchy.
Serlina?
This is where he's explaining the plot of Men in Black 2. Yeah.
This is so funny. Oh my god.
Yeah. I love it.
Well, nobody. Yeah, this is.
I like the idea of like the character from Men in Black is like, yo, I had a crazy night. I gotta write a song about it.
Yeah, he's not a rapper.
Yeah.
Man, I want to watch all the Men in Black movies again. Yeah. It's just two of them, right?
No, there's three.
There's three, that's right. I never saw the third one. I saw the first two.
I heard the third one was like was decent. It's like
really?
It's fresh on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, this one's rotten. Men in Black 2 is rotten.
Watch that.
Yeah.
We need to have a Will Smith movie day. We need to appreciate him more. Yeah.
I don't love that many Will Smith movies. As when we were naming them all, I was like, none of these are like my favorite movies.
I thought that when I lowered this, for some reason, it would do like a record scratching noise. And that's what I wanted the effect to be like, what?
I mean, I liked Men in Black when I was a kid. I liked Wild Wild West when I was a kid. Yeah. But yeah, I would never count him among my favorite actors.
I really want to watch Independence Day again. I think I would like that. I remember wanting to like Pursuit of Happiness so much.
It's so sad. Because
the trailer made me cry. And yeah, I was like, this is going to be so good. Yeah. And then it just didn't have the thing I wanted.
He's great in it. I don't think he's bad. It's just like, it's so depressing.
Yeah.
It is very. I liked iRobot.
Yeah.
I
like it too.
I saw that when I was like 15.
Right. That's the perfect time to see it. I probably saw it at like 17 and I was almost legal. And I liked it a lot. I liked I Am Legend also. But none of them were things I needed to rewatch.
Yeah.
But I just like him. He's just so damn likable.
I always did like him more than the movies.
Yeah.
But I would go see a movie if he was in it.
I wish he had another like TV show that he would like it. They should, you know how they're bringing back like Roseanne and all this shit? They should bring back Fresh Prince of Bel-Air and he's like the new Uncle Phil.
Ooh.
That's pretty good.
That's a good idea.
Or what would be funnier is if they did, I mean, didn't Uncle Phil die? Is he dead?
That guy? I don't know.
I don't know. We don't know who's dead or alive on this show.
Yeah. I think Uncle Phil did die.
Damn.
The actor, yeah.
He's the bald guy with the mustache, right?
Yeah.
That's right.
I was trying to make a Dr. Phil joke, but then it also was true.
It is true. Yeah. We had Dr. Phil on my radio show this week.
I saw.
He was fine.
No,
he
you're thinking fine. Of you're confusing it with the podcast. We had him on the podcast.
He's on one of the
I love Smashing Pumpkins.
What you
you're
need
stupid
to do.
If you don't like Smashing Pumpkins.
We can't stop this.
This is great. Yeah.
What you need to do is listen to Black Eyed Peas. Let's get retarded in here. Damn it, Bobby.
I did the same thing on the radio. It's so easy to go into that. Damn it, Bobby.
I'm going to name drop, but when I met Charles Barkley,
he looks kind of like Dr. Phil, too.
Yeah, he looks and he sounds just like Hank Hill. Like
he does. Yeah. That's so funny. Yeah.
Wait,
he's
looks?
The Pacers
God
out
damn
right
it,
now.
Bobby, pass me the rock.
Bobby. Bobby Portis. Basketball reference.
Yeah.
that's so funny. Man,
that shooting form ain't right.
Oh man, that's great. This has been so fun, man. I just want to listen to Will Smith more. It's so fun.
I turned you guys, right?
No, I already liked Will Smith is the thing. You did turn me gay though, because if Will Smith is, then I want to be too.
Yeah.
Let's hear a little bit of Miami just because it is fun.
Yeah, it's great.
God damn. This is I can't tell
Miami
which
is your
fun.
Favorite, right?
Dude, getting jiggy with it might be up to, I mean, Summertime is by far my favorite.
Yeah.
I think we might have to end the show with Summertime. I just think it's the coolest sounding song.
Yeah. Let's do it.
I've never been to Miami.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah.
When I was there, there was a bunch of, it was like 10 years ago, a bunch of billboards of Donald Trump.
Ah,
because he was building so many buildings.
Oh, wow.
Over there, yeah.
Damn. Yeah. You love him, so you probably liked that.
Yeah, I mean, he's our president, so. I'm kidding. Like I work for NBC.
I Trumpy.
Yeah.
If the listeners don't know, Steven is a writer for Celebrity Apprentice.
I do like that song a lot. It's fun. It's sexy. It's hot.
Yeah, it's a
turn it anymore.
Yeah, sexy. Yeah. I love it. It sounds just like my mommy.
Hell yeah. I do like that song, but I think, dude, off of Will, Big Willie Style.
Yeah.
Chasing Forever, which nobody has that as their favorite.
Never heard of it. Yeah.
That was my favorite.
Yeah, it sounds great. Yeah.
I love that because I'm a romantic little bitch. I also love getting jiggy with it. It's just so fun, man. It's hard to beat it. But Summertime is my favorite Will Smith jam by a billion. I also love that Blinker Bitch song or whatever. Dude, saw my blinker. Tommy, what do you think about this playlist?
The only one I didn't like was Black Suits Coming, Nod Your Head.
I knew that was a hard one.
I'm
not
very
me.
Surprised
it's a hard sell.
That you're saying that that's the only one you didn't like.
Yeah, I mean, they're all like. I would never listen to these seriously, you know.
Yeah,
like they're all kind of goofy novelty songs, but they're fun. Like,
dude, I'm gonna play that Nightmare on My Street at my wedding.
I know. I mean, Jared was right with that. It's a fun song. Like, I've been in that where you're like making a Halloween post. You want to have all these like fun, like Monster Mash and all that.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's hard for me to rate this playlist because like
this is very difficult.
They're all fun. They're all goofy. So I don't want to.
I do feel
you go first. You give a number first.
Okay.
I think I did
this
last
is
time.
Tough.
I do feel bad that I didn't put Miami in there.
I think I understand why you didn't, though. Yeah. I see what you're saying, that they're close enough, but I think I would put it in there over It's so funny that you put Nightmare on My Street and you just heard it yesterday.
I did. I heard it yesterday. And then I screen grabbed it and I sent it to one of my friends.
Yeah.
Like, you got to listen to
that. That is so
fucking
funny.
Your friend Freddie?
Freddie, yeah.
So I hate Nightmare on My Street so much. When Freddie comes in, it makes me sick.
Yeah.
But I don't like horror. I'm easily spooked. I've been called out on this show. I've been called out on the show for having the taste of a mom in music, and I don't like to be spooked out.
Yeah.
So I can't, in good faith, give that a high score. Wild Wild West is very fun.
Yeah.
Men in Black is very fun. I personally just have different taste in Will Smith songs.
Ooh,
I wish that there was more from Will.i.am represented here. There's not a lot that was great from that, but I love the song "The Rain" with Jill Scott.
Yeah.
That's a sad song.
I think for me, it's like I think I picked Will because I'm such a movie buff, and
for
all
sure.
The movie songs are my favorite.
Yeah,
yeah,
I understand that, and these are all.
I think
these
that's
are
why
all
I like the playlist because they're all the movie songs.
Yeah.
It is fun. So I am gonna go with I think I got to go with a 4 because I really
four
don't
out
like,
out of
6.
Gotcha.
No, not out of 10. Because I do like this, and there was an opportunity for there to be a. This is not about. This is just based on this playlist, but and not on you.
Yeah.
But also I want to bump it up just because it is funny that you put Nightmare on My Street. So I'm going to say 4.25, but because it's Tommy's year of generosity, I have to even him out by lowering my score.
Gotcha.
I got to be the heel in this.
The heel.
This
4 out of 6.
And again, I don't totally understand what Tommy's year of generosity is besides the bumping of this.
Who took out the recycling today?
That's a good point.
Name the roommates. Let's play
name
a fucking game.
You want to play a fucking game?
Right.
Truth or dare, bitch.
I saw that movie. Very scary. Not scary at all. Very bad.
So I'm still going to go with 4, but no, in my heart it was a 4.25. I really love just the two of us, Men in Black, Wild Wild West, and getting jiggy with it.
Yeah.
Tom, it seems like just the two of us are on the same page, because I'm going to give it a 3.75, but because of the year of
generosity.
Double fours.
Were you going to do this before?
I was thinking around 4 the whole time.
Nice.
So yeah,
wow,
yeah.
This rarely happens, but
like,
I think 2 weeks in a row we've done this.
Refresh my memory. Like, who has gotten the highest score?
We both loved ABBA.
ABBA was high.
Shit.
Who
There's
the
been
fuck
some
hates ABBA?
Bob Seger. Yeah, we've done a couple that shouldn't have probably been on here.
I
we've
liked Aqua for some reason.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tommy gave Aqua a 6 out of 6, which I still think is bullshit.
Bounty Land.
You know what it is? I saw Tommy popping ecstasy right before we did that. He would have given anything. He would have given a long fart noise a 6 out of 6. I got to look at our episode.
That's what I was
to
just
going to
do. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. We've liked. There's been some stuff. I mean, I love like Third Eye Blind, so I'm sure I gave that a high score. A lot of it's stuff that I'm biased on. Some of the lowest scores we've had are Three Doors Down, maybe Slipknot.
Oh, I gave Billy Joel a 6, I think.
I think I might have given Garth Brooks a 6.
Oh, he did Garth
Brooks?
Phil
Collins, we didn't actually do a playlist.
If I did Phil Collins, it would have been all Tarzan songs.
I loved the Tarzan soundtrack. Yeah. Chumbawamba was actually pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's tough. I loved Fall Out Boy, so that was probably high.
So wait, what
Justin
was
Bieber
was
high.
Oof. Justin Bieber was high when he said the N-word.
Hell yeah.
So what do you give the playlist?
Yeah, what do you give that playlist out of 6?
I do feel bad that I took out Miami.
So are you going to punish yourself?
I'm going to punish myself.
Self-flagellation? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so good.
I will say, like, I put in Nightmare for giggles, you know? But it's not like
the rest of it was dead serious.
Yeah, the rest of it was dead serious. So yeah, I think I probably I'll give myself a 4.
Whoa!
Only because
triple 4.
Yeah, only
triple 4.
I would have given
triple
it.
4.
Normally, I'm pretty hard on myself. I'd probably give it like a 3. But Wild Wild West is one of the greatest songs of all time.
Damn.
And that bumps it up for me.
Man, I'm shocked that you're being so hard on yourself here, but I do appreciate it.
Wait, this is a famous, this is going to be a new term on the show, where if all three people rank it a 4, it's a Jay-Z. It's a 4-4-4.
I like that. That's
so this
fun.
Is the first ever this Jay-Z.
Is great.
And if we all give it 5s, it's a fake movie number.
Yeah. If we all give it 6s, we're going to hell.
Yeah.
I
what
love
is
it.
God's number? It's like 3s or something, or 7s? Maybe I made that up.
You made it sound like you were asking for his phone number.
Yeah, what's God's number?
I'm trying to Venmo him.
I got some stuff to talk about. Yeah, so that has been the podcast. Guys, thanks for listening. Steven, thanks so much for coming
on, thanks.
Man. Check out Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, it's a free show. you can come, yeah. So,
is there anything else you want to plug? This will be coming out next Wednesday.
I have a comedy show at the Knitting Factory. Every two
daddy.
Weeks.
Yeah.
Just like a freshly baked comedy.
Now, is that a weed reference?
All right. Don't get.
Fired. I meant to do a little joke.
Yeah. I don't know what to say. I don't get fired, Steven. So it's we sell cookies at the show.
Ooh.
And they're great. They're like amazing cookies.
They're so good, and they don't have any drugs in them.
Yeah.
Check that out.
Yeah.
Check out Steven's comedy. He's one of my favorite fucking comics there's ever been.
Thank you, funny. Thank you.
Tommy.
I have on the off weeks of the Knitting Factory. I have a show called Cocaine Comedy Hour.
Damn.
No. If it comes out on Wednesday. Check out on Friday. I'll be at the Secret Loft. It'll be a good show in New York.
That's a fun ass show.
Yeah,
and
I'm excited.
They also might have some little treats for your ass.
And they have free pizza.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. Get there early. Some pieces of shit take advantage of that free pizza. They're getting five slices at a time.
Unbelievable.
Pissing me off.
Unbelievable.
Ridiculous. Check me out this very weekend at the Comedy Attic. I'll be headlining.
Your alma mater.
Thursday through Saturday. That is my alma mater.
Yeah, I'm coming home.
Hell yeah. I'm coming home.
Yeah.
To the place where I belong. There's nothing in this for me.
Daughtry joined the Cleveland Cavaliers.
yeah, so I'll be there. Tim McLaughlin. The dumbest piece of shit of all time.
Don't go
there.
To that.
You might want to show up 30 minutes late to that show. Thursday through Saturday, I'll be there. I would love to see. I'll be wearing my wolf shirt. Bark, bark, woof, woof.
Hell
squirt,
yeah.
Squirt. Also, check out me and Nikki's show, You Up with Nikki Glaser, featuring Tom Picar.
Yeah.
I'm trying to slab that in there. Get on the Patreon, patreon.com/standbyyourband. We have a bunch of new shit up there. Thanks for listening, guys. Rate us 5 stars if you like the show. It helps us out big time. We love you. Keep it crispy. Bye.